This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you heard it all right there. It's the Drive at 5. It's the final game. Probably. What will it be looking back if it isn't?
I mean, cow,
number one, it'd be great. Like, you'd love to right now, you know, collect money around your neighborhood if you knew it could help get there to be one more game in the next month. we'd all donate. So that'd be something. Chargers at Bills for the right to go to Super Bowl 60 or whatever that would be. All right. But, you know, Sal, we talked to Sal earlier, and I've come around to his thinking about Sunday. Maybe it's because as it gets closer, I feel a little bit more nostalgic about it. Last Sunday on postgame after the loss to Philadelphia, I'm like, think about what next Sunday is now. What an anticlimax
right,
this day is. Like, it's about getting to the Super Bowl and winning it maybe for once and the opportunity the Bills have. But then they're going to close the stadium in advance of that, and it's just road games. I don't know. I think as a fan, I said last week or even Monday, like as a fan, my attitude would be really twisted up about what this is. If your team is bad, the whole season is about the end of the stadium, and it's fine. You drive Kyle Williams around, you know, victory right. laps on a tractor or whatever. Like, it's fun. The last game right. is fun. You had no expectations for anything more. It's really what the season is about. That's not what this season is about. It's there. It's true, but it's not what this season is about. And so I was thinking more, as I'm saying, just that kind of melancholy about it all. But then Sal's like, well, you could also just separate the two because their season can't end Sunday.
Right.
And he's right about that. And maybe you can go in there and just sort of enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Because there's really not that much even on the line.
Everything about it could have tied you up in knots if Allen hit Shakir with that pass. Because one benefit that sprang to mind, and it might be top of mind and already, you know, been lapped by other things because I haven't been here talking for whatever, how many shows I've missed with time off here around the holidays, but at least New England would have to still be playing. You know, like how hard and how long they'd have to go, who knows, you know, depending on what's going on with Bills Jets, but you sort of give them the benefit of the week off and they may take it. I would think they would. If the Chargers are not standing up to Denver, then I can't get there anyway, but at least the division were still in play, they'd have to go. Now, the downside to that is so would you. You'd be playing for the division, so that means Allen on his gimpy foot and everything else. You know, Bosa could go for his 3 sacks for the $3.25 million
baby.
Instead of just the one for $250 for the one.
Yeah.
But that can cut both ways. We've seen these Bills teams, recent vintage, get tripped up by having to go hard in Week 18 and not have the full complement of guys. I mean, so the opportunity. That's why I sort of settled into. I'm not worried about 5, 6, 7 anymore. I need to rest. I can't get to the division. I can't get to the one. Sure, I'd like to be 5 in case 6 and 7 win, and I win, and then I'm home. You know, like that is still realistic to me. Whoever is in the 5 spot could have that benefit. I mean, the Bills, if the Bills are 7, I'm not telling you they can't go beat New England. And so the same holds true for any of those 5, 6, 7 teams, whatever order they're in. I mean, I already saw a look-ahead line while we were doing the line last segment. Bills, Jaguars, Bills are favored by 1.5.
Okay, that sounds about right.
It's the only one. They have a bunch of games up and multiple games for different teams, like multiple possibilities. But the only game they have projected for Buffalo is that one. There's no other choices there. Philadelphia's got a few different games on the board for the playoffs. But still, like, you know, these we've thought all along, like whoever they go play, there's a chance they're going to be favored, even though they're the road team. And I think you could say that about all three wild card teams, excuse me.
Well, you could. I doubt the Chargers are a road favorite anywhere. Maybe Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And
that might be the only one.
Houston, New England. Houston's not favored. The Bills might be favored anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Through the week was. Yeah. Maybe they will be. Let's go to your calls at 803-0550. We have Brian next. Hi, Brian.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Sorry, I'll try to keep this quick. So I grew up a few miles east of the stadium, and I used to be able to hear Stan Roberts call the game on the PA.
From
the
home?
Blowing in the right direction. From
wow.
home, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. When I could go out in my backyard and hear him clear as day, it was great. Just dozens of memories at the stadium. My family was lucky enough to have season tickets from 1988 to 1995. Pretty good time period.
It's a good pocket. Yeah.
Yeah. So my first game by myself was the 9-6 clincher against the Jets, the Fred Smurlus game.
Mm-hmm.
And I left early because my mom told me that if it started raining, I should just go outside and she'd just come pick me up. Well, you couldn't even tell that it was raining on television, so I just sat in the parking lot for that.
Oh, she didn't know. No cell phone. Right.
No cell phone. Yep. Right. Yep. So, but I'm glad that happened because I learned that lesson. And then, of course, years later in 1993, I'm there for the comeback game. And Bubba McDowell runs the pick six back. And I'm with my stepdad, and he says, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "Well, let's just stay to the end of the third quarter." And he said, "Okay, as long as it doesn't rain." So by the end of the third quarter, it was 35-31. I said, "Yeah, what do you think? Should we stay?" And he said, "Yeah, I think we should stay." So we talked about that for the rest of our lives. We had that memory. And the two favorite concerts that I went to at the stadium, my first one in 92 was Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Faith No More. Mike, do you know who these artists are?
Yeah, only because I know Chris.
Very well. Well, that was an education in and of itself when I was 15.
There's a Lars in there somewhere, right. I believe.
Good job. Drummer, Metallica. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, and then the weirdest double bill ever to this day was the following year was the Grateful Dead, where Sting was the opener. That made no sense, but I bought a T-shirt that came with a free joint, and I'm quite sure that there was nothing but chop chives.
Bulldog, do you know who Sting is?
I've heard of Sting. I think I am familiar.
Good for you, Brian.
Brian, I was going to ask you that you got to concerts eventually. Could you hear concerts? Like, if you could hear Stan Roberts, I'll bet you could hear when you were littler, maybe the Stones or the Who and the Clash and
Michael
all that.
Michael Jackson,
even. Yeah, right.
Well, I wasn't old enough for that particular one, but yes, like as long as you were somewhere near there, now the speakers would have been facing the other direction.
Okay, right.
So it's not as easy.
Right.
But I mean, the amount of times that I tailgated and got kicked out, just so many memories.
Man, if I had to listen to the PA announcer belch third down every 5 seconds, I would move to Youngstown. But back in those days, this is super cool. Like, you could actually follow the game, I bet. Now, you couldn't do that now, because
right.
now it's an act. But, I mean, that would have been amazing,
yep.
I think, to do. So
yeah. Long live Rich Stadium.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Yeah.
I couldn't do concerts. Like, I did some stadium talk this week, but I remember how excited my class was for Thriller. That's 84. I mean, the Jet game he's talking about is 88. But for the Thriller tour.
Yeah.
But I never went to a concert there.
Yeah. I went to a handful. Stones in, I always mix up the years. I think the Stones are 81 and the Who's 82 or is it 80 and 81. Anyway. The Stones.
When was Benatar?
I don't have that on my bingo card.
Oof,
the Who and the Clash and David Johansen from New York Dolls, that was great. And I also went to they had a series of concerts called Superfests, one through whatever. I don't know how many. There might have been 15 of them. And I went to one of the last ones, which was Foreigner, Loverboy, Ted Nugent, and Iron Maiden. Like, Iron Maiden was not like a giant top touring act on their own yet. They were just sort of breaking through in North America anyway. And so they played like a half an hour to start this show, Iron Maiden, like this legendary band, in this like tiny little opening slot before Ted Nugent, which is just kind of hilarious to me.
It is. I think I can even appreciate that.
And I don't even really, I mean, at the time I must have liked something about that bill, but none of those bands are bands that I like listen to on any kind of regular basis.
You know what? That was really fun. Thank you, Brian. I've never been more insulted or flattered.
Right. I'm just flattered he listens well, like closely enough to ask that question.
I love that.
That's like a secret handshake question.
I love that. Do I know who Guns N' Roses is? Sort of. Here's Dave next. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
So my most fondest memory, real quick, is just actually, I don't know if it's still the coldest game in Bill's history against the Raiders. Like, the wind chill was like negative 20 or 30-something degrees, but that was my most memorable moment.
93 playoffs?
Going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, sitting in the rock pile, my uncle took me, but... Yep. I just I hear a lot of talk about whether we should start the starters or who should play and who shouldn't play. I think it all should matter on what happens in the earlier games. I think that, you know, if a Houston and the Chargers lose, I think you at least got to start majority of the starters for the first half to get up on the Jets and then sub them out, because having that five seed is quite a difference, even from the sixth seed.
Well, you won't know about the Chargers. They're in the same window as the Bills. They're at 425.
So. Jacksonville or Houston, though.
Right.
If one of them loses, you're live for this.
Right,
Dave.
Yeah. But either way, I think that it's a very big difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way the season has gone, we can sit here and say, hey, the backups should have beat the Jets, but we all know how that went this year. We should have done a lot of things, and it hasn't happened. So,
probably the Bills with – thank you, Dave. The Bills with Trubisky are not that much better than the Jets, I think. I feel like that – the line has been 7 or 7.5 all week. If Allen's playing this game, it's double that.
For sure, yeah.
So it's a Trubisky game, and I don't know. It's Trubisky. Last year, Trubisky and Mike White – targeted Keon Coleman 10 times in Foxborough. He caught 2 passes. It could be that again, where you're trying to get Coleman somewhere. You're resting Kincaid. You're resting probably not Shakir. He's got incentives. He never misses. But still, like, you're taking it slow on offense, and you're playing with your backup. How good should the Bills be in a game like that? Maybe the Jets are just so done that you're fine anyway. But this is an interesting scenario. And for me, the likelier of the two is not Jacksonville losing to Tennessee in Jacksonville. Come on. But if they get way ahead, Houston could bail on its game. Because Houston only has this, other than 5-6-7, Houston's hoping for the AFC South. But if Jacksonville wins, the door is shut.
Right.
So if Jacksonville gets out 21-0 after one, like New England against the Jets last week, a game like that, Houston maybe could shut it down. And if they lose to the Colts with the Jonathan Taylor, and so the Colts have lost 6 games in a row, like, I don't know. That's more likely to me than Jacksonville losing.
The Phillip Rivers comeback tour is over.
That's over. It's Riley Leonard. If Houston were to lose, then we're on Dave Street here,
right,
where the Bills winning and Denver winning means you're the five.
Right.
And that, I think, is he. It's respectable that you play for that. So he is saying, base it on what happens to the Texans or even the Jaguars. And I think that that's fair. You could take Allen out and then it's 10-10 and you put him back in. Like, you could even do that. I think that that's fair. And then you're looking at, you're playing the winner of the night game.
I think it's fair, but, and you could say this irrespective of the injury, but he's been compromised. I'm glad he's off the injury report, but, And maybe I'd be even more – I don't want him to play at all. I just don't. He, to me, he won't say the foot bothered him at all on any of the stuff that he missed on Sunday against Philly. But he matters more than who I'm playing next week, I think, to me. So there's no scenario in my, for me where like I would be beside myself if they took him out of the game, one snap, you got your start, and then decide to put him back in. I don't need him to play at all. I want the five, but I have softened enough to say that. Like, if I can't get it done with the other guy playing, then, you know, I'll have to deal with what comes. But he is the number one priority. And regardless of what the injury report says, we've seen him grabbing for his foot. You've seen him hobbling around. I need him as close to full strength for Jacksonville or New England or Denver or wherever I'm going next week. So
fair enough.
I don't want him to play at all.
Shoot him up, but okay, fair enough. Colin is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
love
welcome.
The show. Just to pick up on that last point, you know, I've kind of wanted the five for a long time, too. But now with Baltimore sitting there, I wonder what that look-ahead line would be, Buffalo at Baltimore. I don't like that matchup at all. And I also wonder with Houston, if this idea of, you know, might they back off if the South is out of play. I think they would want to be playing for the five, too, because I don't think they want to go to Buffalo potentially down the line.
That's right.
Anyway, just a couple of thoughts. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've loved the conversation, and I liked it a couple callers ago, turned it to concerts at the stadium. I wonder if one amazing moment at this stadium might not come in the future. Is it possible that if the Bills went to either the AFC Championship or more, I'm thinking about the Super Bowl, could they host a big watch party there? I've always wondered where I would watch a Buffalo Bills Super Bowl, not living in Western New York. Could I come up to the stadium and would there be a huge watch party? I think Detroit had one. Obviously, it's a dome, so it's a little bit different, but they had one for their NFC Championship game a couple years ago. I just love the idea of the fans filling the stadium for a Super Bowl watch party. I wonder if that's a possibility.
It's a good idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You'd have to, do they have the screens? Like you'd have to put screens all over the field so everybody could watch the game and be able to see everything from their seats. It sounds probably like more than the Bills would want to undertake. I'm not sure they'll be taking the stadium down by then.
Scoreboard, yeah, I'm pretty sure they won't be doing that. You've got the big one. Are there two... There's another one above the suites in the corner, like the tunnel end. There's a video board there. There's two, but I feel like one only shows like stats and stuff.
Yeah, I just
so I don't
it's
know.
Not, if, it's not good enough.
If there's enough,
it's there. Not Dallas,
right?
Where I could have a seat on the upper deck and watch the game, right? Like I'm almost right. Like I'm at home,
looking at my TV. Yeah,
that's not the point. The point is to be together,
right?
But
you want to have a way, like an arena is an easier way to do that with the Jumbotron in the middle. Like the biggest screen in the building is in the middle of the building.
You could do that.
And you can watch that. You could, yeah, you could, maybe it's more realistic. It's going to be way less people, but you could pack 20,000 people into the arena for this for sure.
I don't know, though. Are the Mammoth in town?
Oh, I haven't. Yeah.
Is there a game?
Not looked at potential schedule conflicts with the Super Bowl.
I should stop condescending the Sabres. They've won 10 games in a row. Tage Thompson has rediscovered beast mode. The game he had in Dallas was sick. He's going to the Olympics. They're in it. It's funny. Like, it's literally what Paul said they needed to do to make it interesting, and they did go. And they're not. I don't think it's going to be 11. Maybe. It'd be cool if they did. It'd be a franchise record. They have literally won 10 straight. The number.
Right.
The Paul at Edmonton. Saying,
right.
At Seattle. At
Vancouver.
St. Louis. At Dallas. I mean, just... What's to say?
Dallas was...
That was their best win?
Dallas was so impressive.
That might have been their best one.
That I would say that. They out-Dallas'd Dallas. They really just took everything away in that game. It's really, to me, the biggest difference. I mean, you know, it's hockey, right? You're going to get some overtime luck and some shootout luck and whatever. And you can, you know, we saw this happen in 2018. The Sabres won 10 in a row, and it just, the bucket that was carrying that win streak had holes all over it. This one, maybe they're getting more saves above expected than they should be or something, right? It's not bulletproof.
No doubt.
But the way that they are shutting games down is the biggest difference, or win streak or not. Like, they could have won 7 of these 10, and I think I would still be able to say that, make the same point. Like, they are just buckling games down, which is really – it's a sign of everyone giving everything they can. Like, that's because it's hard to just do that, to dig in defensively and get sticks in lanes and all this stuff, and they are just doing it.
The Friday Drive at 5 is brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com and by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break? Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. We'll talk some more after the update. Bills and Jets, 4:25 on Sunday. You guys knew that, right? They changed the time to 4:25 so that nobody got an unfair advantage between the Bills, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Chargers, those teams. That's the deal. So there's that, 4:25. Not Saturday.
Hate it.
Hate it.
Hate it. I hate 4:25.
The whole game will be in the dark, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's see. No. That's what I
red helmets. They'll sort of be shiny.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
With the lights on.
I never know when to eat when the games are at 4:25.
Oh, that's a great point.
I never know.
Here's one idea.
I'm too nervous. I mean, I don't know if I'll be nervous in this game, but like, I don't want to eat while the game is going on. My mind is working. I'm not going to sit here eating chicken wings. I don't know. I just don't feel. I don't feel relaxed enough to do that. I think is probably the point.
To eat wings.
And then, like, we get done at post games, like 9:15, 9:30, whatever. Like, what? I don't know when to eat. I'm a grown man, and I don't know when to eat when the game is at 4:25.
No, I think this is a good point. Because, you know, you're making your own dinner often, too.
Right.
And so when you go in during the 1 o'clock, the witching hour.
Right.
And, you know, whipping up a soup.
Probably not.
Probably not. No, it's order out time. But yeah, I feel this.
Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you.
What I did last week doesn't even really apply because we ordered pizza on Saturday as my family was going on a trip Sunday. So I ate the pizza on Sunday and Sunday night. That was just what was there.
I've done some of that this week.
I made sure to order enough pizza so that I would be able to eat before and after the game without having to do anything else.
My wife goes back to work tonight, so I'm on my own for dinner, and we have leftover pizza stuff, like just to make homemade pizza. And I think, and I just did this on New Year's Eve, but I think I'm just going home and make a pizza. I mean, it's good. Pizza is delicious.
No, it's fine. It's good.
But if I've ever been in my life sick of pizza, and dare I say, even beer, I might be at that point right now. Yeah, I just, like, enough of all of that. I should go home and eat a salad and have a tonic water.
Get the artichokes back out.
Right.
If any were left. We will continue after, like it or not, after sports, Football Friday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.